Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What was the worst part of this whole roller coaster for you?
It was hell.
I think we're going into a deep, dark place of Tanner's brain.
I'm like, no. But like, yes.
How many kids do the boys want?
I want four.
That's changed since last week.
So your answer was just in short, yes, I'm crazy. When do you feel like you knew I was the one? I knew in high school with you.
Yeah, then you forgot.
You forgot
along the way.
Are you guys offended?
No.
Okay, cool. And this is the story about how I made Sarah cry.
Shut up!
Can someone else talk?
Hi.
Hey.
It's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters.
Hey guys.
We got my dogs with us.
The dogs are here.
We got our doggy dog brothers with us today.
Also known as husbands.
Husbands.
Yeah, there were a lot of requests to have them on the pod.
So how about a little quick intro?
Please.
Who intro are you? Me. What
no,
are
no, no.
you?
Whoa. Have you ever had a guest? You're supposed to intro me.
Tanner, you can intro yourself.
I think we should have the brothers intro the brothers.
Yeah. Okay, right. So Tanner, talk to Derek.
Yeah.
Intro Derek.
Yeah, this is my brother Derek. Derek Jacob Beeston, born in 1995. Absolute badass.
Wow.
Yeah, look at the mullet.
They can't. Some of them are just listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Tanner's new to the pod.
Yeah, I haven't done this before, if you can't tell. This is my brother. We're 2 years apart. He's my best friend. He's great at everything he does, especially when it comes to just putting his head down and getting work done. He won't stop.
If you look at Derek, he has two phones in hand. He's
Things I hate about Derek. He beats me in everything. Oh, that's gosh. It.
That is not true. I think the only thing that I beat you at is doing dumb things and getting hurt.
Yeah,
true.
That's one of them. Not wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think that is mostly because ever since we were little, I feel like I've had this tingling in me, this need to constantly prove myself to him. And so anytime we had
point
to do
proven,
anything,
yeah, you did it.
You broke both your knees and now you need another surgery. You did it.
Anytime we do anything, I'm like, well, I'm just going to send this. If you didn't know, Tanner and I really like doing kind of extreme sports. We've kind of...
We're a little bit of the extremists.
A little bit of the extremists.
He's introing his own self now. Just takes over.
But with that being said, I feel like extreme. I've always felt this need to be like, oh, I got to send it so Tanner thinks I'm sick. And that, yeah. I don't know if that was just ingrained into me from a very young age, just trying to prove myself, but yeah. It kind of...
Is this a little of the younger brother syndrome?
Maybe.
Is this a thing amongst... I don't know. Is this a thing amongst brothers?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We can ask other younger brothers.
We so, should ask.
Do you want to wrap things up about Derek, and then Derek can talk about
you? I'm done about
okay,
Derek.
Okay, Derek. Yeah. Do you want to intro Tanner?
Yeah. No, this is Barks, my brother.
Bark.
That's my nickname for him.
That's it.
That's it. No, so this is Tanner Joseph Beeston. He is 2 years older than me.
Two middle names.
He has been, I don't want to get sappy right now. This is dumb.
No, make it light.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm going to get right sappy.
Now. I'm going to get sappy. It's okay.
We spent an hour.
Gosh.
He's only 5 minutes into the pod and he's already starting the sap.
If you didn't get it by now, I really look up to this guy. And we have a lot of things in common, and obviously we have a lot of the same interests, but I also just want to be like him. And that's kind of always how it's been since I was little. Tanner is a very, very, likable person. A lot of people say that Tanner has,
don't say it.
I'm going to say it. Tanner's got cum power.
Don't
Whoa.
Say it.
Tanner's got cum power.
Yeah. People want to be around Tanner. Yep. And I think that I've always admired that. And I think that's what's kind of like made me always want to be cool, and be cool in his eyes is because I think he's really cool.
Dude.
Sorry, man. I don't mean to be sappy, but
I don't mean to be sad.
Don't make Tanner cry.
Tanner and I, yeah, I feel like over the last few years have grown really close. Growing up, we weren't always that close. I think we were always just in different phases of life.
They have a very sweet bond now.
Yeah. We have a sweet bond. Cute. It's cool. And yeah, I really like that because it kind of feels like you just have a best bud all the time. But yeah, Tanner, talented at everything he does and coolest guy I know.
Thank you, man.
Love you. Can draw pretty good.
Love you.
He can draw pretty good.
He's a good little
but
guy.
But I do
say it back.
Really just want to beat him in an arm wrestle. That's all I care about. Wow, and honestly, I never have. He's That's always true, been dude. Stronger
I
than
do,
me.
I do have one thing on you. I've never lost you in an arm wrestle.
Well, the good thing about Derek's surgery is he can't move his knees, but you can work out those arms.
I will
dedicate your life to one bicep.
To beating Tanner forearm. In an arm wrestle. Yeah. Dedicate That's your life just after one surgery.
One arm gets so swole.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I just want to be stronger than you.
That would make me proud of you. Yeah, that would earn my respect.
In my respect. Yeah. Okay, so they're brothers. You guys aren't twins. Yeah, you guys were the first fake OG TikTokers. I don't know.
That's that
first
people thing?
To live that first that fake twins? OG TikTokers
on Instagram, TikTok.
I think what she's trying to say is they were. We made some jokes about them being twins at the beginning, meeting for the first time, and people took that to heart. There have been wars on the social media platforms trying to figure out if these guys are brothers or if they're identical twins.
I don't think I look anything like you, dude.
I'm going to put it.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah, I'm going to straight up. I really have never thought that I look like Tanner. And I think it's probably
it's
just
stature. It's
stature.
Like the way you act. It's the way you dress. It's
if they have the same hair
and blue eyes, and if you have the same length of hair,
it gets confusing. Yeah,
but it's not the facial features.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because if you look at us straight on, you can totally tell. Like, I don't know, they definitely look.
Yeah,
but it was to the point where people were thinking, you know, you guys were living double lives because there was the same person with different families.
People alerting us of cheating of our husbands.
Yeah.
It was wild, actually.
So,
and I am still like mind blown today when I run into someone and they're like, "So whatever happened with that twin?
The twin that you met?
Like, that's crazy that you guys met." And I always feel bad. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. It was just a silly joke.
We always have to apologize. We have done that a lot. Where we're like, "I'm sorry you thought that
we
for
were
this
just at
long.
Disneyland," and the guy was like, "Dude, what happened to your twin? Like, that was crazy. That's when I started following you." I'm like. He's my brother.
And then you feel bad because you're like the joke.
And now I feel stupid that
most people
I lied.
Like laugh about it though.
Yeah.
Most people will go along with it.
Silly jokes.
Sounds funny. Anyway, so we thought that since we just recorded our episode about our love stories, and talked about our exes,
fun, really fun.
Yeah.
People really wanted to hear their side.
Know a little bit of your side, and not to go into the nitty gritty because we want this to be highlights. We've already talked about the whole story.
That's how I tell stories. Highlights. Yes. Boom, boom, boom.
So, from your perspective, do we want to start with Derek or do we want to start with Tanner?
I think yours was a little more complex.
Yeah.
So
we start it off with Derek.
Start it off with Derek.
Okay.
It'll probably be pretty quick.
From your perspective, I guess what? Just give us the highlights. Give us the highlight reel. Yeah.
No, that wasn't really
tell the whole story.
Is it a highlight reel or is this like a traumatizing event?
Reel.
I feel like this is
slightly traumatizing
for both the boys,
but ended in good results. So,
there was a lot. I definitely blocked out a lot of that part. That was tough. I was, head over heels for Sarah. Like I was in a weird place in life and Sarah kind of brought me out of that. And so, that was everything for me. And I was just like, this is the girl that I want to be with. And there is nothing that is going to take that away. But Sarah and I had a mutual
friend
who happened to be best friends with Sarah's ex-boyfriend.
Another triangle.
Love.
These guys were football teammates. They were like high school bros.
Love sports.
Sports, dude. I mean, how can you separate high school teammates? It's like quarterback and receiver. These guys are... as tight as it gets, really.
Tight as it gets.
And me and this friend also were really tight, but we were more tight when we were little. Kind of grew up together, and then he obviously transferred to a different high school. But
and I just want to say that I didn't know they were all friends at the beginning. I'm just going to throw that out there.
It was weird.
Very shocking to me to learn.
And so initially when I learned about this, I was kind of just, you know, like, whatever, that's okay. We're going to just hang out. We're going to date, whatever. And he's on a mission. He's gone. He's serving for his church mission, and it's okay, you know?
You thought you thought at the time that he had another year and a half-ish.
Yeah, so...
out there. So you had time.
Yeah, and this friend that I had was kind of just like, you know, he's my really close buddy. He is going to probably date Sarah when he comes home, and I think it's fun hanging out with you and Sarah right now, but just know that they're going to probably, like, keep dating. These guys were official. They are in love. And he really put that in my head.
Trying to scare you away.
Yeah. And I was also in this position where I really wasn't interested in dating at all. I didn't think that I wanted to have a girlfriend. You guys already talked about this. But again, I was realizing that I really liked Sarah. And I was feeling like a completely different person because of her. And so I didn't want to let that go. And so I started to put my foot down a little bit and be like, oh, I really want to date her, though. And I don't want to let her go.
A fighter.
I'm going to be a fighter. I am going to stand up for what I want. Yeah. But then I learned he was coming home from his mission.
What did you think when I told you that he was coming home?
I have never pooped my heart out harder than that moment.
Dude, that's the first time that's ever been spoken into existence, dude.
Those words, say it again.
No, don't say it.
You knew it sounded wrong coming out of your mouth, and then you just kept going with it.
Boom, roasted.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though.
Like. Yeah. That's what it felt like. Yeah. It was not.
Derek did a lot of pacing during that.
Yeah, I paced a lot. It was a weird time. I didn't really know how to accept that news other than... I just know that it was going to be super awkward.
Did you ever think that I was going to choose him over you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Why? Oh, yeah. But that's funny to hear you say, because every single time we had a conversation, I said, I'm not even interested in pursuing things with him again.
Yeah.
My words weren't comforting enough.
No, I honestly just thought, like, hey, this dude knows you way better than I do.
I can see that.
We dated for two years,
so that makes sense.
You're having this fun fling right now, and I kind of just thought, as soon as he comes back, he's going to work some magic. I know that you guys have a lot more history than we do, and I think that's all going to be rekindled as soon as you get past the part of him coming back. You know, you're going to settle all of that and be like, okay, you know, we know each other really well.
Well, you saw that happen with Tanner and I.
Yeah, and I think I literally saw that.
He was getting scared from watching that.
Lauren had her other boyfriend. Lauren marrying the other guy would have been like you and me. Uh-huh. And so I think I saw that and was like, oh, this is going to happen with Sarah, you know? Mm-hmm. And I also wasn't the most secure guy at the time. I didn't think that I had the ability to win her over. And no matter what she told me, I kind of brushed it off, I guess. I didn't really fully believe it.
So when she came back to you and said, you know, I shut him down.
Even in that moment, I was like...
I think in his head he was thinking...
It was a big relief for sure, but I was just like, this is still, you know...
He kept thinking that my... What did we call him in the other podcast?
Can't remember. John.
John. He kept thinking that John was going to keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. Mm.
No, and
after that.
Yeah, and I guess I just saw... You know, John's a good dude and a good looking dude. And I thought, you know, he's going to come back and eventually win Sarah back no matter what.
Sounds like you kind of thought he was better looking and more charming than Sarah did.
Yeah, I did.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's just, I never.
So did that play a role in continuing to date Sarah? Do you feel like you had that in the back of your mind as you continued to date?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Up to our marriage.
No way.
Yeah.
Up to the wedding day.
Excuse me?
Maybe not up to the wedding day.
Up to proposing, up to when?
What?
Because this was only, you guys only dated for 8 months before you got, or how long?
No, and I think that has a lot to do with it, is that our engagement wasn't long. And so I just thought, like.
You thought until the wedding day?
I wouldn't say the wedding day, but I would say maybe a month before our wedding. Yeah.
I get,
This is
I'm just shocked because I gave you every single reason to think that it was just completely gone.
No. And
from the minute I talked to him for the first time, I was like, it's done.
And I wish I could go back in time and tell myself that, because looking back on it now, I'm like, you are an idiot for thinking for a second that she didn't want you. Mm. And I just couldn't realize it then. And I think it comes
because he did reach out a few other times and yeah. I didn't.
No,
and didn't entertain it.
She didn't. And I guess I never was very confident in relationships. I didn't have any steady relationships in high school. I had some flings. I was confident in every single thing I did except girls.
Okay.
That's the truth. Like,
yeah,
I
can attest to that.
Could older brother not laughing, figure Tanner. Out how
to do that. No, I wasn't good at girls either.
But I like, I mean, any other thing I was doing, I felt like I could be the best at it, but not a relationship with a girl. And so I think I just thought like, oh, Sarah is used to this guy that is really comfortable around her and can, you know, really schmooze her and be really just confident in himself in the relationship. And I don't think I ever had that. But Sarah would tell me, that's why I like you. You know, you're not trying super hard to like be someone you're not.
You're just being yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Amazing.
There's the
Did you see any other questions that people had of your story for Derek?
No, I think it was mostly they wanted to
just
know.
Hear that side.
They wanted to hear the side, and I think it was more they just wanted to hear you and Tan because it was so much more extreme.
Yeah, no, this doesn't even compare. And that's what makes me realize looking back on it, like, dang, that was pretty silly to get worked up about that.
No, it's okay. I mean, it was their relationship.
It was shocking. It was shocking at the beginning for sure.
Tanner.
Yo, hit me. I'm ready. Spit it out.
We had a slightly more messy situation because this girl couldn't shut it down. This girl couldn't shut it down.
I think one of the most asked questions was, how did Tanner feel about that whole thing? They just wanted to know.
So with me dating two people.
It was hell.
Yeah. It was hell.
Absolutely. Like, I remembered saying out loud, this is the most miserable I've ever been.
I remember that. You wrote me on when I was on audition, and he said, I'm actually going through hell right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just like,
okay, well, can we rewind?
Hit me with something specific.
Tanner, wait. First of all, when I first, so I hit you,
hit
a
me.
Month before you come home, and I say, You sorry,
hit,
dude.
You hit me.
I hit you up.
You hit me up.
I hit you up.
You sent me an email.
I sent you an email.
My mission. You didn't hit me
I
up.
I hit you up on email.
She slid into the EMs.
And I say, my dog, I've been dating another dog.
No, that's actually not how it went.
I said, okay.
I asked you.
I
asked you if anything was going on.
Mm.
Ooh.
I actually don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
you were kind of joking. No, yeah. Remember, there was like an eight-month spell of
me not saying
I love you at the end of letters. And after about 8 months, me going, I wonder if something's up. I wonder if, I don't know, probably not. Yeah, probably not.
She's just forgetting it.
But then I was like, one of my companions or something brought it up. That came up, and I was like, oh, yeah, she kind of stopped saying that. He's like, oh, dude, she's probably talking to somebody else. And I was like, you think that?
Oh.
I'll ask her, but probably not.
So the whole time you were thinking that she wasn't talking to another guy?
No, I mean, I was skeptical.
You were skeptical, but you didn't like think, oh, dang, she's...
I knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like either she had phased out of wanting to talk to me or there was another person. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the only two options. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then I asked you, hey, anything... What's
anything up? Going on? Yeah, I've noticed you haven't said I love you at the end of your letters. I do remember that email.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, this might be a good time to share what's been going on. Because at this point, I had told the other guy that we needed to take a break because you were coming home and I wanted to see how things would go. So I let you know. Mm-hmm. So when you found out that I had been dating somebody for the last year, what did you think?
Yeah.
It hurt.
Ouch. Owie. I was pretty much like, dang, dude, that sucks. She found somebody else. And I was kind of like in this limbo space. I was like, I remember I didn't answer any of my other emails that day. I just saw yours because I would always click on yours first. read it. I don't even know if I responded. And then I just left and all the other dudes just like stayed in and did all their emails.
Were you just
stuff.
Shocked?
Yeah, I think I was like kind of shocked. Mm-hmm.
And
I,
it didn't
I was kinda
sink
like,
in yet. You were just kind of like, whoa. Oh.
Yeah, this thing that I just like kind of been planning on forever. It kind of felt like it was over, even though like kind of like Derek, where even though she's like, oh no, we're going to take a break. I really want to see how things are going with you when you get home and I haven't committed to anything. I was still just like, dude, I'm this dweeby, soft, pale, coming off a 2-year mission, gonna be weird. We have to rekindle everything that we have ever known. Our whole relationship was in high school. Mm-hmm. It's been 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you're with this dude that's about to graduate college. I knew the guy.
He had already graduated.
I had already graduated. So I knew who this guy was. And I was like, he's awesome. People have only ever said great things about this guy. I know that he's, graduated, probably has a career or something, money maybe, probably had a car, all the things that I didn't have. And so I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah. So
what was it like seeing Lo for the first time?
That was actually awesome. Mm-hmm. Even though I was really worried about everything, it was kind of like, it all went away for a second. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That's how
like,
I feel.
There she is.
Well, she talks about that moment in the last podcast and says when she walked through the door that she thought she was going to marry you right in that moment. So the whole reunion was just nothing but good, which is awesome to look back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't feel awkward. It felt just like we picked up right where we left off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have just trusted that feeling more moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what was the worst part of this whole roller coaster for you?
All of it.
No comment.
It got really bad when because I came back and I knew that there would be this back and forth thing, and so I was kind of bracing for that. I didn't know how that it was going to go on for so long. I thought it might have lasted a couple weeks or something in my head, my naive head. And then, so just the fact that it lasted for so many months was really hard. And then towards the end of that, I had a really cool experience where I was like, okay, I think I'm all in because I was about ready to give up. And then after that, it got even harder because I knew I was committed, but she wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Was this before or after you, she had told you that Rob was the one?
This happened after.
Okay.
I know for a fact.
I think we're going into a deep, dark place of Tanner's brain that he doesn't want to go to.
He doesn't want to rip this out.
But, no memory. I don't know.
So, because the only day that Rob was the one was for a day.
Oh, it was just a day.
It was
I forgot.
But okay. Rob was the one. And then after that. That
was probably.
It was hours.
That was probably the worst part of the whole thing.
Yeah that was the worst part. But it was the worst part. I was absolutely devastated. But there was like some sense of like, I can move on with my life as sad as that sounds. I was,
but then the horse kept kicking.
Yeah. Mm. Horse kept kicking. No, it happened like this. She said, hey, I think that this other guy is it. We cry. Left.
We kiss. We cry. We kiss.
We kiss goodbye.
Which
cry,
makes it
kiss,
even
goodbye,
harder.
Cry, kiss goodbye.
That's the most heartbreaking.
I cry the whole way home. I get home. My mom's waiting up for me because she knew what was about to happen. I cried to my mommy.
I went to my mommy and cried. I think that's sweet.
And she was really sweet about it, really like reassuring and knew that I was how hurt I was and how much I'd love Lauren and woke up the next day, played sad songs all the way to work.
You were in your feels.
Ah, I'm gonna remember the song. I played it on repeat, cried, got to work. Everybody asks what happened. Almost cry. Not crying.
Goes in the back room, cries again.
It's like 10 a.m. I get a text from Lauren saying, hey, actually, I don't think I want that anymore.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, no. But like, yes. Like, why? What is happening?
Lauren.
Dude.
But my spirits went up and I was like, hey, I got a fighting chance in my physical therapy apprenticeship. What is it called? Yeah. Whatever,
so were you more sad than happy when I texted you?
Sad that you wanted back? Mm-hmm. No. It was just, it was like, I was confused.
Here we go again.
You just took me for the wildest ride ever because I had just been the lowest low. And then to wake up and be like, oh, there's still a chance. I was like, what? Like so confused, but like so stoked. Like it got rekindled a little bit. But like, I still just didn't know it was going to happen because it was back and forth so much.
Yeah. So after that, that was the only time I picked Rob was those hours.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was when you had your assurance that you knew it was me and that you were just going to fight with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't ever go back to Rob, but it was still, I couldn't move forward with you.
Couldn't move forward. Yeah. I mean, it was things like I didn't know how to talk about the future at all. And I've always been pretty bad at communicating, you know, exactly how I feel. And so instead of direct questions, I'd be like, if you were going on a honeymoon, like, where would you want to go?
And I was just like, stop.
Why does this scream Beeston brother?
Oh, yeah.
If you were to go on a honeymoon, literally, where would it be?
Well, because I knew.
Get married, which time of year?
I knew she would shut down either way. If I asked straight up.
Yeah. No, and you're still marriage? Thinking like, I don't want to push her away.
Yeah.
So you're trying to ask in like a normal way without scaring her.
Yeah. I'm just like keeping it light. I'm trying to get her to talk because really every time I tried to bring it up, it was just kind of shut down.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. It just made me kind of be like, dumb question. Yeah.
Did I just try to like imagine myself in this position with Sarah and John? I don't know if I could have stuck it out.
I wasn't worth sticking it out.
No, I would have. It would have been like the most devastating thing to me. And it would have caused so much like anxiety every day thinking about it. Like, it's gnarly. I mean, obviously, like I would do everything I can to hopefully win you over. But that's just imagining waking up every day and thinking like, oh, like there's two guys. And me, I thought that. But I also knew, like, no, she's communicating to me that I'm that guy. Like, she really loves me. That she wants to, you know, be with me.
Yeah.
But this, on your guys' end, I mean, she's communicating that to two guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you knew that. And if I knew that, that would be insane.
Yeah. If I was communicating that what? Wait, I was communicating what to both guys?
How much you love them.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like. That I love two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, trying to think of myself in that position. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was bad.
I will say.
It wasn't my finest work.
No.
Moving on. Okay, so you guys ended up going to a ring shop because Lo had finally, she had a conversation with her sister, Lisa.
Yeah.
Decided it had gone on too long. Made the decision.
Something
to
like
you.
Clicked in that conversation.
Yeah, something clicked with her. She realized you are the one. And she says, hey, what are you doing? I'm picking you up.
She said, you want to go to lunch. Mm-hmm. And then
you followed me there.
And then
in your car, I think.
I followed you there. Yeah.
And you guys go to the ring shop.
Uh-huh.
And at the ring shop, did you think, this is it. This is the end of it. She finally made her choice. Like you knew in that moment. Or did you still in the back of your head think?
I was pretty convinced.
Okay, good.
Yeah. 98.
Good. Oh, awesome.
7.
Mine is 7.2.
I drove the whole way home punching the roof of my car. That's what he screaming. Said.
The chest bumps,
the slow clap.
The slow clap in the car.
That was my best slow clap buildup I've ever done.
By myself.
Yeah.
I think everyone can just say that we're all happy. It ended up great.
Yeah.
It was a long road, but it probably made you so happy when Lo finally did decide that it was you.
Yeah.
It was over.
Yeah.
And maybe knowing that on paper, maybe the other relationship made more sense at the time because of things. And knowing that it was my decision to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing that that was the right choice for me. Maybe that caused a little reassurance.
Maybe.
Did it?
Yeah, totally did. Maybe you might say after I say this that that caused a little
maybe
reassurance.
Say this for verbatim and then shake my hand.
Wouldn't you be just begging for some reassurance?
I know.
You did great.
The situation was bad.
If I was in Lauren's shoes, I really don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, that's tough.
None of us can really relate to it. Well, Sarah, a little bit. Sorry. But being in love with two people is not the most common thing. It's a great problem to have, kind of.
No. Yeah.
Two guys begging for your love.
And the Pentagon.
Pentagon in high school.
In high school.
Oh, yeah. That one was just a joke. I mean, maybe to them it wasn't a joke, but I just thought it was funny.
Tanner.
I was a little annoyed. I was like, these guys are goobs, dude. But like,
why were you annoyed?
Because it was annoying.
Because he loved you.
Why were you annoyed?
Why were you annoyed that there was a group of five guys called the Pentagon and they just, why is that annoying to you?
There's five guys in my high school. Me and Lauren are dating. This is like when we're like,
you were in BYU Hawaii. We weren't dating.
But it started before I left. You think that just started after I left? Well,
they started maybe like having crushes, but yeah, it didn't full blown happen until you
guys,
were gone.
A lot of guys had crushes on you. So as soon as I left, like the actual talk came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm saying there's these five guys that called themselves the Pentagon and they were in love with Lauren, five of them, and they all knew it.
I think Tanner wins this one. Yeah. I will just say it's weird.
I just didn't know how passionate you were.
No, but I'm not. I just think it's
okay.
It's weird.
But we could switch the roles. Let's say.
Oh, shoot.
It would probably suck for you too.
Oh yeah, it would for sure suck.
And you're like, this is my man and there are five girls.
One of them did give me permission to marry Lauren though. And I
How nice of that Pentagon man.
Yeah, well, I think he was leader of the Pentagon.
Ooh, dude.
Leader
and, of and the said, CEO of said, the Pentagon.
You may.
You may.
He said,
wow. You may.
He gave Tanner permission. We were already engaged at this time. And he leaned in and he said, I just want you to know.
Wait, no. He waved down our car. We were driving away from a hangout. He waves, hey. He comes over to the window. Roll it down. Just want to let you know, man.
I approve.
What did he say?
I think he said, I approve of you guys.
I'm annoyed for you, Tanner.
That's rough.
He basically said, like, in high school, I thought you were just, like, the super jock.
Maybe he was really trying to be nice.
I think he had genuine...
He was trying to, you know, mend the relationship, I think.
Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Whatever. So, that's that.
That's
anything
it.
Anything else you want to say about that?
Anything you want to say about
nothing? I don't have any.
How you felt about watching them go through this, or you vice versa?
Were you on your mission the whole section?
No, I remember coming home and because he would write me about all of that and tell me everything that was going on, and I was just so fired up. Mm. I was fired up.
Mm-hmm. You were probably so mad at me.
No.
Yes.
No, I wasn't.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know who's better.
I'd be mad at
you. As a brother.
Honestly,
I give you being protective.
Yeah, he wasn't
also,
mad, he'd be a bad brother.
I had known Lauren for a really long time, and me and Lauren were really close. And so I was just like, come on, you know. Like,
yeah,
you
know, and I did know. Yeah. That was the annoying part.
And then coming back from my mission, I guess, you guys were already kind of solidified. Things were good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad it worked out.
It worked out.
There you go.
Here we are.
Here we all are. It's great. I just wish, it's like you think about it now and you wish you could kind of go back.
I wish I could
and just
know what
do
I
it
know.
Differently. And like, in my instances, I wish I could just be like, stop worrying.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that was my biggest issue is just making the decision final and just closing off something that I knew
you did great, though.
Knew I needed to.
You did great.
Sarah's the winner.
You did do really good. And like you just, from the start, you're like, this is what I want, and this is what we're going to do. And I wish I would have just been like, okay.
It's all good. It's all good. Here we are. Tanner, what did you think about us? Our story, our miniature story.
It's not miniature, man. It's sick.
That's super sick.
Yeah, I was fired up. No, my...
Tanner thought I was a weird girl that wore fuzzy socks.
That's true.
Did that ever... make you not want me to marry your brother.
My brother, he deserves somebody who's not going to show up in fuzzy socks, like
fuzzy koala.
That she squishes into her boots.
Yeah, I think it wasn't so bad that they were fuzzy. It was the fact that
you shoved them into
I have a memory of my parents' entryway of you just shoving those boots
on. Did that seal the deal for that? You guys were like, I'm not sure if...
Yeah,
this is up to par for Dairy.
Great. Yeah,
I'm going to say that was my favorite part about her.
It was so funny. No,
I was like going through the tail end, the final
stretch
leg of our relationship, and I feel like I was so worried about it that honestly, as sucky as it sounds, I was like in my own world of like, I don't know what the freak I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to work out, but all my energy is going into that. And then I stay up till 3 a.m. I go to bed. I wake up at 5 for school and I don't have and time work. To think about anything else. And then Derek meets this girl. And for one, I'm shocked like everybody else.
Literally,
in the best way possible.
I was starting to get worried when everyone was like, we didn't think Derek would ever date anyone. I was like, what's the red flag? Somebody clue me in on this.
Not just to, it wasn't was a green, ever interested. It was the greenest flag, though.
It was.
Because
he had never shown interest in it, and then all of a sudden, he was the most interested.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a green flag.
Yeah. We were like, wow, go, go, go. I mean, maybe you were like, dude, I don't
that's know. Why I was so passionate when you told me that you were going to stop dating Sarah. I
remember that night so well, too. I'm just being like,
I was so fuming because I'd seen how happy you were and how in love with Sarah you were already.
Dude, because you just like changed. This is why we all like Sarah coming into the family was pretty seamless because Derek was sad.
Yeah.
Was sad. Here's Derek.
I think any new thing probably would have pulled you out of the depths.
I don't think
so. But I think there's a level of like he got so down that it's like.
That's one way to look at it, which is wrong.
Okay,
but
all right.
I think it was the time, place, person. It was the whole setting. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. And you, whether it would have been somebody else or not, it was you, you know? And it brought Derek out, and we all saw this light in Derek, and we're like, yes, go.
Mm-hmm. I was hanging out, actually, with quite a few girls that were just, like, really good friends. They were awesome girls, and... I think there were a few moments where like we kind of started to show interest in each other, but it wasn't even close to the impact that you had on me when we met. It was weird. And it was like all I could think about. And that had never really happened. I kind of always just was like, oh, you know, I'll date this girl, hang out with this girl, but it's not that big of a deal. But this all of a sudden became my whole life and identity. And I didn't want anything else. It was the only thing that just got me so fired up.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
For life.
Yeah.
You guys are sweet. Let's move on.
I know. I'm sorry. I just don't want you to ever think that.
We never, ever, Tanner and I never, ever thought that you weren't for Derek. We never had a discussion like, Derek should not be with Sarah. It was always, they're so good together. I just love that they're together. And it was always very positive.
Oh. Yeah. Now we're here, all four of us.
Yeah.
All
right. Here we are. Sweet.
We opened up a Q&A on our Instagram.
A Q&A worms
for the
box.
For the Beastie Brothers.
Yikes. Why'd you do that?
I think it's more worms for like us.
Yeah, it's honestly.
Because you guys are the ones that are going to be talking.
Let's go. Okay. Hit me. Let's go.
We're at your mercy.
I'm ready.
First question. What happened to the Beastie Brothers channel?
Oh, ouch. Okay, that was like one of the coolest things we ever did, but we only made one video.
So. Honestly, people ask about that all the time.
I'm going to let you go first. Brothers channel exists. You can find it.
Tanner and I had a really big fight.
Yeah. I didn't know we were going into that, man.
I don't want to talk about
Please know that this is sarcasm, please.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start that around.
Yeah, sarcasm. Sorry.
People already think enough. Drama's happening with the four of us.
I only speak in sarcasm, mostly.
Yeah.
Continue.
No, I was going to let you answer this one because I'm actually genuinely curious.
Okay. We had the idea, said, let's film a video, film the video, posted it the next day or whenever it got filmed. And then,
that was it.
Life got busy.
Life got real busy.
Ain't that the moral of the story? Yeah. And so we are just really busy with our own like separate family things that there's not a ton of time for it, but there is, and we will.
There's potential.
You should pick that up. I thought that was a fun thing.
I think because it doesn't take a lot of effort. It's just like, hey, we're hanging out. Let's film a video.
Yeah.
And it's kind of low key, but it's fun.
I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, like, obviously everything that we're doing in our families is filmed. You know, we're filming YouTube videos. We're filming TikToks. We're filming Instagram stories and all of this stuff. And so then I think we can both agree that it was kind of a little bit of a fresh air when we would hang out and not film.
Yeah.
And I think he can attest to that even more than me.
Yeah. Why? The one.
Yeah.
Why would I attest to that more than
Because Derek loves filming.
No, I genuinely think it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with it. I love filming with our family. And I love the idea of filming with Tanner, but I also do know that, yeah, we were slammed. Yeah. And I think we just had so much going on. It was right before we all decided that we're moving here to Utah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we do that. And then we go on all these trips.
And then
trips,
you guys had a baby.
And we have a baby. And then all of a sudden we're here in Utah. It's a year later.
How is that baby?
Yeah, she's great.
Good.
Was that Sunny or Jeff?
That was Sunny.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But no, I do think that it's a really fun idea. And I love hanging out with him. And I think if we can, you know.
Maybe if you ever pick up fixing cars, you guys can start a car channel.
That'd be sick.
That would be cool.
Okay, what has been your best memory and your worst memory as brothers?
Okay, one time, this is like one that we talk about all the time, but I got staples in my head because I was taking a nap on the tramp and Derek and his dumb friends came over and wanted to play basketball. They shot the basketball. The hoop was over the tramp and I was like, I'm going to swat the ball. So I jumped up, basketball hoop to my head, blood gushing everywhere. That same day after I got the staples, 11 of them in my head, Derek got mad at me in the car and punched me in the staples.
Oh, that is honestly terrible.
I don't know if it was the same day, but
every time you tell this story, it digs deeper into me.
It was intentional to the staples.
Yeah.
Like you could have punched him anywhere else.
Dude, who hit somebody in the head, dude?
In the open wound.
Top of the head, not my face.
Like this, boom.
Dude, I can't remember why. On
purpose.
We were probably just looking at each other.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
Tanner was probably giving you little
started it.
No, he's probably laughing.
I think Derek might have started that, and then he still ended up punching you in the head.
Maybe.
That's possibly what I think.
Yeah. What's another
one?
And then
you guys, didn't they kick you out of the car, and you guys had to walk home?
Yeah. No, we didn't have to walk home. We just had to sit in, like, opposite corners of a parking lot for an hour.
Honestly, justifiable, but I can't believe you punched him in the head.
I don't know why I did
that. In
the
stitches.
I got really heated really fast.
Oh, gosh. What's your worst memory?
No, that one obviously was bad, but
it was worse for Tanner.
Yeah. There was a time when we were going up a ski lift. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I ever swore out loud.
Oh.
And it was at Tanner. I called him the B word. So loud.
The B word?
Wait, dude, I don't remember this.
Dude, and I actually just remembered it the other day. I don't know what brought it up.
You were just kind of mad at me.
I was kind of mad. I can't remember exactly what was happening, but it was like me, you, and your buddy Alec or something going up a ski lift, and you guys were making fun of me for something. I can't even remember.
Classic older brother, dude.
So mad.
I did that too much.
And no, I just remember thinking like, dude, I want to like push you off of this. I was so pissed off.
Okay, so moral of the story, don't tease or make fun of Derek. He will throw you off a ski lift and punch you in the
ski lift at the steepest part of the mountain.
And punch you in the staples.
While he yells,
yeah, no. And then I remember just like getting off of the ski lift. And as I got off, I was like, you're a bitch.
Oh.
And that was the first time I
really
ever swore
stuck with him.
Yeah. But dude, I made you mad a lot though.
Yeah.
Because I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Because you'd get so fired up. I remember just being like, yeah, like that's so funny.
It was just him laughing.
But you were actually mad.
I was really mad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I regret that, man.
That's right. A lot of tough times.
And what's your best memory?
I would just like to throw out there that Derek is not a violent person.
No, this is just like kids wrestling, two brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a couple of kids.
Yeah. Just a couple of kids punching in open wounds.
I just did have a little bit of anger issues.
You were a different person back then.
Can't judge you for what you did when you were 9.
You know what? I did have a little bit of anger in me.
15.
I saw the rage in you. I saw you just flexing all the time.
Yeah. I was wild.
Flexing. But it was
the
funny.
The veins popping.
It was always like fun to watch.
Yeah. No, it was a good time.
Okay, best memory. Best memory. Hundreds and hundreds of these. But the first one that came to my mind is for my bachelor party, me and Derek drove by ourselves to California to go surfing.
Yeah.
And it was like our first time kind of bonding over surfing. Cause you had like kind of gone with your friend and we'd gone together a little bit or like in Hawaii. I don't remember, but I feel like it was like our first like little surf trip that we ever did, the start of many. And I remember just thinking like, dude, I'm with my freaking dog. Like this is my bro for life. We're on a surf trip. It was just like the vibes. We were drinking like some new flavor of Monster. And I remember. Yeah, I read the Monster label. You know how they like write how great it is and they make up that little story. I was like, dude, this is getting me fired up.
Good marketing.
Yeah. And then we drove home and I fell asleep and the car was overheating until you turned the heat on.
Yeah.
And I woke up in like 120 degrees.
Yeah, I thought I read somewhere one time that if you like turn on the heat more.
When it overheats.
That might be a thing. I don't know.
I think you definitely turn off the AC, but yeah. I cranked up the heat too. I know I took it a little too
far. It was like going through Death
Valley.
We're going through
Death Valley.
107 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I agreed. I also will never forget that trip. That was kind of like the
that
first
was your
time.
First alone.
That was like our first trip ever, or honestly, our first time since like high school, early high school, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Even in high school, I don't even remember a time where Tanner and I like hung out.
Because we had like fully different friend groups. And
I never was in high school. Tanner, I was in ninth grade. He was a senior, and our ninth grade was separate.
Yeah.
Didn't go to high school, and so I never like hung out with him other than like play catch in the backyard or something.
Yeah.
So this was our first time just hanging, and it was sick.
Yeah.
My favorite memory, also a surf trip. And it was 2020. It was right before COVID. We were surfing in Mexico. And we had some friends that were meeting us out there. And I don't know if I've ever had like a happier moment with him where it was like we were in the water and it was just us two. And all of a sudden the waves became perfect.
Oh,
we were just like high-fiving each other. Screaming.
Dude, that one trumps. That was it. That was like a movie scene.
It was a movie scene. It was like a wave was coming and I was like, yes, Tanner.
It was just us two. It was just us, right?
It was just me and
the sunset, the most beautiful sunset.
And then I remember just like tripping like, dude, I got to film this one. I got to film it. And I like couldn't get the camera out in time.
Misses the waves, films it.
It was just so cool because like normally when you're surfing, there's always a crowd and it's so hard to get the conditions right. But it was just us two and the sun was setting and I was like, this is so cool.
That was epic.
So that honestly is a good moment. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It was
a good moment.
It was fun.
And I know there were a lot of moments too, like when we were young, I just like can't remember them.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next question says, how many kids do the boys want versus the girls?
I want four, probably.
That's changed since last week.
Yeah,
that
I'm kind of like.
What did you say last week?
He said two.
Said two last week.
He said we're done.
He doubled.
He doubled.
Whoa. I just think like I know we're gonna have four, and I know I'm gonna be happy with four. But we're like I say two when we're
in
going
the thick
through
of
the
it.
Hard parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I genuinely think four would be great. Three or four. Like I'd be happy with three too.
I agree. Three or four.
Three.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of, I feel like maybe there's just one more. I am really content with just the girls.
What's funny is when we first got married, you were so set on four.
Yeah, because that's what my family had.
I know.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's all I know. This is how families are. Four kids.
This
four
is the structure.
Two boys, two girls.
Two girls, two boys.
And go to church on Sunday. That's all I know.
That's all I know.
Oh
baby.
My gosh.
Yeah. So. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
We need some juicy. Do you have a juicy one?
Let me see.
I don't know if I like the
have
word.
Have you guys taken a DNA test yet?
Have we taken a DNA test?
Turns out we're not related.
We actually aren't brothers. So this whole time we thought we were.
You're adopted.
You're adopted, one of you. There's no possible way.
Yeah.
I just know that in my soul and my bones.
Okay.
They're related.
Let's see.
This one says, have you ever thought she is too crazy?
Who? She's too crazy?
Too crazy? Like,
that, have you ever thought that... Your wife was too crazy.
Too crazy.
I'll define crazy. Like,
that's all it
like,
says.
Like yesterday, I was out on the deck with the girls, and Lauren was in here by herself headbanging.
Like, I think they mean more like in a negative way.
My neck is still sore from that. I regret.
She was going hard, I thought.
Or maybe it's not in a negative way. Maybe it's a goofy way.
Yeah. Take it how
that's a fun,
take
that's
how
a fun
you,
way to
take it how
think
you,
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, then yes.
She gets a little wild.
You think I'm too crazy.
So you think I'm too crazy.
In that aspect, I've never thought that you were too crazy. You've always been
you didn't know
really
me
smart.
Back in the old
but
days.
But I will say, and that's what, there, when Sarah and I first got married, she was a wild driver.
Oh yeah, you got your license taken.
She got her license suspended. She had a lot
hey
of
guys, I just
tickets.
Got out of court. Can we not talk about this?
Yeah, been in like
she just
eight
got out
wrecks.
Of court for tinted windows on her vehicle.
That was actually one of the first impressions.
She's wild.
Because I remember you
driving fast.
I don't drive. That you didn't have. No, you didn't have a license.
You guys both kind of drive fast.
I blame my family. Huh? That's what I knew. That's what I knew. That's what I was taught.
And that on upbringing. I know how that
goes. I'm a very safe driver, but I like to sometimes drive fast.
Yeah. Mm. I think me being the way that I am has kind of offset you a little bit to be like...
More chill.
More chill. Like, I got to bring him back. But I remember when we were dating too, or maybe it was when we were first married, we went and did cliff jumping, and it was like a 60-foot cliff. Mm. And all the guys jumped off of it. None of the girls did. And then all of a sudden Sarah goes up there and is just like, I'm jumping. I was like, who are you?
Mix
like,
Henderson.
What the heck? Miss Crawley.
Yeah, and she sends it off of this cliff. I was like, oh, she is wild.
Oh.
But I think.
Well, we had kids. I got something to live for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I live for you too, but that sounded so.
I got something to live for.
No, it does change.
No, it changes you. You want to be more responsible, I guess.
Kids
I
and a couple know. Broken knees will really change you. Yeah.
So your answer was just in short, yes, I'm crazy.
You're the craziest person.
Lauren, you are one of the most wild human beings
that,
I know.
In that sense of the word, we're going, yeah, you're the craziest person that I know.
Yes.
This is how yes. Tanner answered that. Yes. Yes. And then Derek goes, well,
I think yours doesn't need an explanation. It's just, yes.
You're wild.
Okay.
And that speaks for itself. It really does.
Okay. Sure. Do you want me to say, you're not really that crazy. You're kind of mellow.
No, I think you should say what's real.
Okay.
Okay. So mine is, was there a moment you knew that we were the one for, that I was the one for you and Sarah was the one for you?
Second we started dating.
You knew she was the one?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's intense.
Nice. No. I think so. I think it was like
2 weeks after probably.
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks after we started dating. And then obviously like just feeling this way for a girl that I've never felt before. Mm. And just being so excited to see her, like insanely excited. And I think that that was just telling enough for me. Like, dude, you are a much happier person when you're around her. And then I think it was maybe a month into us dating and Sarah, which was wild. We're like down in our basement and I think she talked about this, but she was just like, I had this weird like epiphany vision of us getting married. And I remember her telling me that. And I think it, at that time, obviously super early, but I remember just thinking, okay, yeah, there's not a doubt in my mind. Yeah. We're going to get married. Like I know. So
yeah.
I'm glad that didn't scare you away.
No. That's like really what
it
I was.
It probably validated.
It validated me so much. Yeah. No, I really. No, that was huge. That was awesome.
Tanner, we had a longer road.
Yeah, but longer road.
When do you feel like you knew I was the one? I knew in high school with you.
Yeah, then you forgot.
I forgot
along the way. No, but I'm serious. In high school, I really did. I remember thinking, I'm going to marry you.
I'm just messing, I know. And I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
And that was always in my head. I thought my most for sure moment was when I wasn't with you, when I had that like lady tell me to not give up on you, mm-hmm. which sounds, you already talked about that.
No,
yeah.
You can,
it's short version. I was like so confused, ready to give up. And then I prayed to know if I should give up. And when I looked up, some random person that I'd never seen before was walking toward me, tapped me on the shoulder and said, don't give up. Mm-hmm. I thought, that's it.
An angel.
Wow. Answer. Yeah. And Lauren never got like a sure answer like that. It was kind of like up to her to just make a decision. And I was like, well, I found out some angel lady came and told me. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was so cool. And that was a time when I was like, okay, this is for sure. But also the first time that I saw you after being in California for 2 years was like, there she is. Mm. Yeah. Like that's my girl. Mm. So
booyah.
Booyah. Okay. This one says, from your guys' point of view, what is the honest, hardest thing about marriage?
I almost answered too fast.
He's like, ah.
I'm just going to let Derek go first. Oh, I got to really,
blinking.
Really think about this one.
Is that battery. The battery?
Yeah.
It was full, though.
Battery.
Oh, shoot.
I can plug it in. Pause.
So apparently Tanner has some beef with me.
I don't have any beef.
Give it to me.
What's the beef?
No, what's the beef, dog?
There's no beef, man. No, I thought that outfit looked really cool today. Thought you've been doing such a great job on this podcast.
But he doesn't remember throwing a shoe.
Oh, yeah. Sarah came on this podcast, says, Tanner got all pissed off and threw a shoe. And then when I asked him, and then when I said hi, he said, "Where's the keys?"
No, I correct.
Sarah, my turn. You got your turn.
I'm gonna tell myself my side.
You already told your side. It's my turn. You had a whole episode on your side. Now it's my turn to go. And you said I threw a shoe. Maybe I did or did not.
You did. Your brother remembers. He was there. Yeah.
Whether it, I don't think it hit the car.
It didn't hit the car.
Okay.
You threw it far.
So I threw a shoe out of anger. Big whoop.
Big whoop.
And then you said,
"This is what where, I remember."
You said, "Hi, I'm Sarah." And I said, "Where's the keys?
I didn't say, freaking."
And that's what
I
you
didn't
said.
Say, "Where's the keys?"
Everybody who's watched this podcast has seen it already. I don't have to say anything. No, I'm just
Here's
playing.
The thing. Tanner,
I definitely remember throwing a shoe, but you didn't have to tell him, dude. Now I look mean.
Yeah. Let me tell.
You definitely made him look pretty mean.
Tanner is not a mean person. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Let me just.
I can when I get shoes. If I got a shoe in my hand, though.
Yeah, he beware of the shoe, though.
We got in a lot of fights when we were engaged.
I understand. Yeah. It was not the time to just meet and talk. And you did say, I said hi. You said hi. And then you looked at Derek and you said, "Can I have the keys?"
Okay. That makes me feel better.
You didn't say, "Can I have the keys? Give me the keys." Okay. No. It was just it was also a high stress moment.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of my favorite memories watching Tanner chug a shoe.
That's sick, actually. Yeah, you're right.
That was cool.
That was a good bonding moment.
Reframe that in my brain.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was like you bonded in that moment.
We bonded. I was like, I gotta work hard to get this guy to like me.
Yeah.
Or he's going to throw a shoe at my head.
Yeah, and you've done great.
And my husband's going to punch me in my stitches.
I haven't even thrown one shoe at you since we've met.
He hasn't thrown a shoe.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm good. You good?
We're good.
All right, sick.
Dude, we agree.
Beef settled. Wow.
That was a lot easier than I thought. I was about to get my gloves on.
Dang.
They had beef and now it's gone.
The beef's gone. It's beef and it's now cheese.
If there is a boxing match between anybody in this group of four, I almost said one. It's going to be a boxing match between me and Sarah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think if anyone's going to throw on gloves.
We're the ones that go head to head.
We do go head to head, but I feel like it's because we care.
Oh. That's very true.
Maybe that's not why. From my perspective, I think we both care.
Yeah.
And I think we both have similar opinions. Well, lots of times different opinions, but.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you guys are similar in a lot of ways. You guys are very similar.
So maybe we fight similar.
And I think that a lot of times, Tanner likes to give insightful information.
Unsolicited.
Yeah, maybe sometimes, unsolicited sometimes.
Sometimes it's solicited.
A lot of the times, I have something, or I think it helps for you to hear it from someone else. And so I think that's why sometimes he'll come in and give that insightful information because you don't want to hear it from me, maybe. And then,
well, wait, Derek, why aren't you doing that for me? Why aren't you stepping in for me?
What's our problem?
Yell at her.
Should I do that?
We don't yell at each other.
Throw a shoe at her now.
Tanner and I don't yell at each other.
No, they don't. I just think that you guys
talk through things.
Yeah.
Like if me and you have a little argument or something, it's like he knows he can be
the midpoint, but sometimes you don't give the right facts. So then I have to retract what Tanner is saying, and then it gets sticky. And then sometimes we're like, and then at the end,
I'm in the front trying to make a beat.
And then Lauren and Derek are like back there twiddling their thumbs, not knowing what to do. And then Tanner and I end up liking each other again.
It is awesome.
They're like siblings.
I think the sickest thing about our relationship is that we can be pretty freaking open with each other.
Yeah.
Like, totally. I don't think there is anything that none of us know about each other.
Yeah.
You know what's also funny about our little arguments is... Which people are going to think now we just argue.
No, it's not
but
like
our,
that.
Our conversations, them conversations? Yeah. They're never about me and Tanner's relationship, really.
Oh, no.
It's usually about something else.
Yeah, it's not like, a point of view, Sarah, you've wronged me.
This is Tanner's favorite thing to do. He does it to me.
Yes.
He loves to give people's people a different perspective to look at.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes
which I appreciate.
It can
I think
feel
that's a good thing to
in
do.
Some moments you can it can feel like he's not on your side, but it's just him trying to share more perspective so you're not as sad or whatever.
Yeah.
And no, that's what awesome. He does to me.
It is great.
So I know it.
Yeah. I actually think it's I grew it's up a good, in a family a that talks how me and Tanner talk sometimes. So I think it's actually a good thing.
Yeah. Cool.
And I feel comfortable talking to him like that.
You guys should get into a little bit right now.
You should go into a little bit. And then
what
I'm going
to
start.
Fight about?
I'm going to start doing
can't
some.
Has happened naturally.
We really don't fight that much. I'm
no.
scared people are going to think
no,
that we
fight. No, you guys don't
fight.
I think that no. you guys get into no, word battles. I don't know.
Word battles.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just say.
And it's only happened. We're talking like 2-3 times in our 8 years of knowing each other.
Yeah. No.
Right?
Yeah.
Tanner, what do you want to say? I feel like you're wanting to say something.
This is how it starts.
Yeah.
This is how it starts. Sarah,
no,
Tanner, you want to say something?
Because I can tell he's wanting to say something.
The only times I really get, like, I'm talking passionately to Sarah is, like, when she said, like, usually you're kind of in a bad spot or some bad things are happening. And I'm doing that thing where I'm like trying to reframe how you think about it, but it comes off very like you're thinking about it wrong, or it's like it's just like me explaining you could think about it this way, and you explaining or I could think about it this way, mm-hmm. and we have both of our sides of thinking about a certain thing that's going on. Mm-hmm. It's never like, dude, I got beef with Sarah, dude. She did this to me. She did this. She's
yeah,
so
I don't
annoying
think I've ever once been like, well, maybe like once,
No, that's awesome, though. I think that you guys are really good at resolving certain things going on by talking it out. I think that usually by the end of it, you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's good.
Tanner never talks about it after, so.
No.
I don't either.
He feels good about it.
It's never unsettled.
Great. Settled.
Oh, people are going to think what they want to think about this. I would
Tanner
consider
and Sarah hate each other.
I would consider
shocking news.
Shocking
Tanner
news headlines.
And Sarah hate each other.
In-laws who hate each other? Question mark.
Here we go.
That's the T.
I truly, not to get sappy, consider Tanner one of my best friends. My brother is like
hands
very
in.
Close. Hands in.
Hands in.
Team Beeston.
I feel no ill will towards Tanner at all.
The feelings are mutual.
I still want to fight him.
Yeah, we're going to fight
every day of my life.
Every day of my life, and I just want to freaking beat him.
There's one that, like, I don't know if I should ask, but Derek was like, maybe, yeah.
I don't even remember what that was.
You read it, and you're like, okay. But I don't know.
I'm trying to read their phones.
It says, now that we've talked about me and Tanner arguing, it says, to the brothers, do you... this is so bad. Do you wish you would have married the other sister now knowing their personalities better?
Can you imagine if they sat here and said,
and
yeah.
I just kind of hesitate. Like
the four of us. Like,
no, never thought that.
He's like sweating.
Beats of sweat.
Beats in the light.
No, I've never thought that.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you read the question again? I'm
sorry. Derek's shocked.
Derek's really watching his answer right
now.
He said, what did you say?
Your words wisely.
Do you ever think you could marry the other sister?
Yeah, now knowing their personalities better.
No, do you wish you would have?
No, the question was, do you wish you would have?
Do you wish you would have? Oh, yeah.
Very different.
Yes.
Do you think you could?
Do you wish you would have married the other sister now knowing their personalities better?
No.
There we go. Simple as that. No.
Are you guys offended?
No.
No.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if we want to open up that can.
Cool. Yeah, keep it closed.
Do you compare yourselves?
I don't know if we want to open up that can. Let's do it.
Brothers. Do a shortened version of do you compare yourselves?
No, never.
No, I would never do that.
I never compare myself to Tanner. Never. No. In fact, nice. I think so little of Tanner that I'm like in a completely different realm.
I'm in a league of my own.
I'm in a league of my own, and I'm just honestly feel bad for him.
Wait a second. Did you guys ever answer the question, what is the hardest part about marriage?
Well, let's let him finish this, and then we'll read you that
I
question.
Just realized
hardest
that.
Hardest part about marriage. Oh, yeah.
I asked that forever ago.
I compare myself a lot.
That's a good short answer.
Yeah, it's a good short answer. I think a lot of people compare themselves a lot, but it's hard not to when we are so similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but like do all the same stuff.
Yeah. And so I think it's natural. I do think that I've done a lot better lately at not comparing myself to him. But I do, yeah, over the last few years, I definitely have compared myself a lot.
Yeah. Tanner?
Yeah, I think it's impossible not to.
Yeah.
I don't generally have posture.
Oh,
posture.
No, I was just hugging you.
Is our posture good?
I was actually just hugging you. I'm really not good posturing.
The couch is not good for posture.
My lower back hurts so bad. Yeah, right now.
I saw myself in the camera and I'm looking like this.
Leaning back
dude.
Feels so much better.
I was like, dang it, dude. I think I've been like this the whole podcast.
That's what I thought about myself.
All right. impossible not to compare it. We do everything exactly the same. I see him, like I already mentioned earlier, he does everything better. All my hobbies, he does better than me. So there's this like, dang, I wish I was that good. We do the same job. He's really good at this job. I'm not as good at this job. I'm like, wish I could turn that on.
I would say the exact opposite.
That's really funny. But I think we do the same thing to each other and we both just have like this skewed perception that we think, I don't know, that we need to. But honestly...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, we actually had a big talk about this a little while ago, and it was really helpful because I thought a lot of things
that just weren't true.
Thought Tanner didn't think the same things, and then he said, "No, I think these same things." And I was like, "Yeah, wow!" And it was really helpful. Yeah.
So comparing happens time or two.
Happens to the best of us. Yeah,
happens to the best of us.
Well, we're going to circle back to a question that somehow slipped under the rug.
That's so
slipping
weird.
Through my fingers all
what
the
even
time?
Happened?
I think a camera died.
Yeah, I think was a camera died.
Oh, dang. Okay. Oh, I thought you
this
meant right now.
This was asking the boys from their point of view the honest, hardest thing about marriage.
Yeah, I have nothing to say. Do you have anything?
No.
Dang.
It's really easy.
Hard?
Did they say what's like the best part about marriage?
What's like the least easiest?
We have thick skin over here. Just
I don't know.
Marriage. So...
No, okay, this is my genuine answer. The hardest part about marriage is living together 24/7 with a person that just doesn't have the same brain as you, and that means the way that you think or the way you communicate is different than the way that they do it. The way they feel love could be different than the way that you feel love because you're just different individuals. And human beings, and that's with every relationship ever. And so I guess this applies to everything, but like just learning how to communicate in a way that is received well by your partner and them doing the same thing, like could fix every problem in every relationship ever. If you can nail that one thing, which is the hardest thing to me.
That was a good answer.
That's a really good answer. Crap.
Derek?
Gosh, dang it.
Which therapy helps?
Therapy
and it's changed our lives.
I wasn't against therapy. I was like, that's a good idea. Not for me.
Not for me though.
Turns out this guy needed a lot. Spit everywhere.
It's okay.
Turns out this guy needed a lot of it. And it's been really helpful because you get this, you learn to do the communicating thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, you recognize patterns that you get stuck into. And
it's changed our world.
Dude, it's insane. The whole marriage thing, like, especially, I mean, it obviously is a little different if you decide to wait to live together before getting married, or once you get married. But as soon as you start living with someone in general and you're their partner and you're together, whether it's you're married or not, and you've committed to each other, it is hard. Like any roommate that you've ever had, it's like you get bugged at stuff. You're in each other's space 24/7, like he was saying, and I think the hardest thing for me has been differences and learning to accept differences. And a lot of people have always asked, like, is it good to have differences in a marriage? Should you be like the same? Should you just be interested in all the same things? And Sarah and I have a lot of differences. Like the things that spark my interest are very different than the things that spark her interest for the most part. And the hardest part for me has been being willing to get to her level on those things or even the things that she would want to do. Sarah is a super clean, tidy person. And I struggle with that. Like I always have.
Did you just touch my leg?
Yeah. An accident. Sorry.
Hey, none of that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Not while I'm talking.
This conversation is just making me feel it.
And I think just being willing to realize like she's a different person. The person you're with is different and they see things different. And obviously communication is huge, but being willing to get to their level and, you know, do the things that they're interested in or show that you care about those things that you're interested in. Yeah. It's hard. You know, you grew up a certain way and she grew up a certain way. We were raised really different, actually, Sarah and I.
I think.
And it's tough
same.
And now having kids too, to be like, okay, how are we going to raise our kids? I was raised a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
She's different. And just learning to compromise is tough because you don't want to like compromise on everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is good to be willing to sacrifice and compromise to a certain level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to sacrifice for each other. That's huge in marriage. Mm-hmm. And I think anytime I do sacrifice something for Sarah, I do feel better about it. And it makes her marriage better. But that is hard.
I think for me, it always comes down to communication.
Definitely.
Freaking
I think
hard.
How you receive criticism too, or not even criticism, just their point of view, how you receive that is huge.
Mm-hmm. Intentions behind things that are communicated.
And on top, along with the therapy thing, like you start living with someone, no one teaches you how to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to just know.
Like all of a sudden, and especially in the culture we grew up in, it's like you get married and go off and live life.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought like, oh, we're going to get married and we're going to just figure it out. And we're, you know, 7 years into our marriage and still it feels like I have this much figured out. It's insane.
Dude, that's like a whole half inch more than me, dude.
It's just insane. It's like, how are you, no one
I think it's just
like,
it's
live.
A constant learning thing. And I think the other hardest thing about marriage is you have to constantly put in effort to make it better. It's not just going to be good. You have to sacrifice. You have to put in work.
Always be trying a little bit better.
You have to be trying if you're not trying. And that's hard to do when your life is busy and you have kids. And
yeah, this age of kids is hard to do that. But
And to take time for each other.
I don't think
to take time for each other. It's hard to get that one-on-one time to connect.
I don't want to scare anyone away though.
No, because it is.
Because it is the sickest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I think just like anything, it's tough.
We're just talking about
Just talking about the hardest.
The real
This is the hardest part about marriage.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing
parts of it.
The
pros always will outweigh the cons with marriage, in my opinion.
Of course.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, this should make you guys feel good. There was a lot of questions about you guys being very athletic and really into fitness. Like fitness tips.
Like why we are? Like,
no, just asking tips on how to get more in shape and be more athletic.
Maybe get more motivated.
Yeah, maybe how to become more active and.
Yeah, you just like, you buy pre-workout, you get addicted to pre-workout. And then if you take the pre-workout, which will make you feel good, you can't just sit around, so you go to the gym.
Dude, that's honestly the key. I started taking pre-workout and you have to go.
You have to go.
Just pre-workout. I think a habit. Substance. I think a mindset and a habit, don't you think?
Yeah, no.
I think you're a little more qualified to give advice on this one.
Are we actually doing this question?
I don't know. I just was seeing that a lot. You're and I just wanted you flattered. To know that that
that's
was
nice.
A good question for them.
Thanks.
But okay, what about a good one? What is your favorite thing about me and Sarah? That's a good question.
What's my favorite thing about you?
Well,
yes, they're wondering about each
I don't
of
know.
Us.
It just says what is your favorite thing about Lo and Sarah? So I don't know.
I'm assuming that that's Tanner's favorite thing about Sarah and my favorite thing about you.
I think it could be we're all friends.
Yeah.
Trying to double up on compliments?
You know what? I'm going to say
never
my
mind.
Favorite
just
thing
do
about
it.
You.
Okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
Go in.
You can be the life of any party.
That's really nice.
Legit. Like you can make anything fun. So that's
it's
one
the
of
best the, compliment.
That's one of the sickest things ever.
It is.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah. All right.
Tanner?
Oh, yeah. the list goes on. That's kind of mine. But in this way, Lauren's has this power to make everybody in the room at their peak self somehow. Like, everybody's just like feeling good, laughing at whatever she's doing.
Oh, you're giving mine.
Yeah.
Oh, so you both are giving me and then they're both
and
giving
me. And
we
can skip me.
Okay.
Because I don't like compliments.
No, honestly, I'm
no,
really bad.
We really
excited
can.
For Sarah.
No, we really.
Okay.
I have good please. Ones. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
That was the first thing that came to my mind too, is that like, yeah, in a group setting, it's just like, I'm so stoked to be attached to you because you're the one getting everybody stoked. And that's not, something that you teach. That's just inside of you to be able.
It's inside and, of and that it's body. Like,
yeah, it's like one of the coolest superpowers ever to like get into a room and then all of a sudden vibes are high because that person's in the room.
That's nice. Thank you.
That's true.
Thanks a lot.
Are last question. This? No, no.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Now we can't give Sarah. Sarita.
Sarah hates this.
I actually more than really my
birthday. Sarah hates when people sing happy birthday to her.
I hate this more than my birthday.
Sarah, do you love yourself?
If we were to start.
I love myself. I just don't want other people to love me. I'm just kidding. That was a total joke. Anyway, no, I just don't want compliments. I don't know how to accept
compliments.
Them.
Just a couple.
I don't know how to accept them either. You just say thank you.
Thank you.
You just say thank you.
Just
thank
practice you. Right here, right hey. Now. Here
I
it comes.
Thank you.
Here it comes from Derry.
Ready? I mean this with all sincerity and all my heart. Sarah is the most caring and considerate human being I have ever met.
Aww.
She cares about things more than I think I could ever be capable of caring about something. It's really cool. And it mostly not just about like random things. I'm talking about people. She really cares about people and is super considerate.
And animals.
And animals.
And animals.
I will say.
She
I
really think on the worries last podcast. About people's feelings and wants to make people happy and is just a bright little.
She's a bright light.
She's a bright light. That's a good way to put it.
What do you Amen. Say?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nice. That you did it. You so accepted
sweet.
It.
That's all yeah. you It really is so sweet. Moving on.
Nope.
Well, I'll go. I have one that came very quickly. Oh. I didn't have to think about hard. Sarah is one of like, I don't know the exact right word to say. I'm going to go
don't
with.
Don't use the word demeanor.
Demeanor. No, she's like a really intelligent person, like very smart and like knows how to figure things out and understands things really well. And that's always something that stuck out to me that you like, you're really smart.
Amen.
You might be the next Roman Empire. Remember how we had that talk on the last podcast?
Someone
said you're number three.
Said I was a type three that was all
and
about
it was smart and
smart.
Intelligent.
I don't know, but Sarah is I didn't graduate college.
You don't that have does to. Not matter that doesn't matter.
Oh, I could go on for an hour about that topic right there.
Heyo, that's why, Sarah.
Hate that you always say I didn't graduate college and that I'm not smart.
I never said I wasn't smart. I said I didn't graduate.
We have a problem with our TV. Sarah will fix it.
Sarah's Bob the Builder too. She builds everything.
Yeah, she likes to build stuff. She has her own powered. Drill thing.
She does. She bought a pink power
it's
drill.
Pink.
Yep.
Thanks, Tanner.
Supposed to be Thank green.
You. Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be green. No, I was repping low. This one, this is the last one, which I guess this is kind of like, but it says, what's their favorite memory one-on-one with their brother's wife?
One-on-one?
Yeah, so like Derek, like a memory that stuck out of you guys together that's like fun.
Obviously the one that we've already talked about.
What?
You... literally telling me to not.
Oh, yeah. I told you, go freaking date her.
I mean,
her.
That one's, yeah, given. I like that. That was huge.
It's a hard question.
I have a couple. Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're going.
I have a couple. One of them actually could be also the worst memory that we have together, maybe. But maybe could be good. I don't know if I should say this one.
What? I'm scared.
The way that I think about it is kind of positive, but there was like a negative aspect to it. So
this is
the story about how I made Sarah cry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
that
but
happened
I,
once.
But it in my mind, there's this like really cool part about it that I thought was like kind of breakthrough in our relationship. Maybe not. Sarah was getting bombarded about something. When you live your life on social media, somebody always has something to say. And somebody had something to say. And Sarah was really sad about it. And I just felt like this overwhelming like need to like help her understand that what these people were saying was not true because I thought she was so great. And the way I did it wasn't very tactful. But I would got kind of the passionate maybe where I was like, Sarah, these people know nothing about you. Like, you're great. Don't listen to them. And I was just like, kind of like, boom, boom. Like, because I was like, I felt this like want to let her know that. And it led to tears because it was a high stress situation. And I, to the point where like, I
no,
went.
No, I'm not. It's so funny. to remember this.
Yeah. And I remember I had to like, she left and went to the room, and then I came in a little bit later, gave her a hug. I just felt bad that it had led to that. But it was cool to me because of why I wanted to help her so much. And I was because you're a great person.
It came out of a very good place. Yeah. I think I was just fragile at the moment. Yeah.
Baby, I'm fragile. I'll admit I was a little fragile. Yeah.
I would have cried too.
No, Tanner situation. Was just delivering it passionately, and I was on the brink, and he was really being nice. Looking back, it just... Delivery was...
Always working on that delivery. It just, they say delivery's key.
No, but it wasn't like, it wasn't like I was mad. I didn't feel like he was ever being mean to me. It was just like, maybe I was thinking, yeah, he's right. But I felt like it was just a passionate delivery, and it was never mean at all. And it had really good intentions. And then we made up and said we were sorry. And it was
that's awesome.
Good memory. Honestly,
somehow.
Funny to laugh at now. I'm like, dang, I'm sensitive.
No,
it was a real thing. Yeah. Yeah.
It was very real. I remember that.
But it shows that Tanner really cared about you and you.
Know. Yeah. And normally, I think it was weird for me because normally I'm pretty good at handling the hate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like a weird, fragile moment.
Yeah.
Gonna use the word fragile again, but it was.
Couple memories too for Lauren. First one is a little more light, but
you never made her cry?
I don't think I ever made Lauren cry.
Told me to shut up once.
Yeah, he did tell her to shut up.
Did I really?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite memories of all time. Shut up.
I didn't say that.
Shut up, boy.
I have two people with me.
Wait, what?
It's okay.
Wait, I can't.
You were frustrated and couldn't figure out a puzzle.
Oh, frick. It was because I couldn't. Yeah.
You were a little fragile. You were in a fragile state.
Fragile.
I said, you can do it. You said, shut up, boy.
We're both of our things are trying to help them.
And we're like not receiving it well. We're just no.
Okay,
Lauren,
you can do it. Shut up, Lauren.
All right,
it was a high stress situation of Derek trying to figure out a
Everyone
riddle.
Everyone figured out the riddle for whatever reason. Nobody's could not figure out the riddle, and I thought that Lauren was kind of like Derek. You can do it. Kind of like
you thought it was.
He thought it had like a schneedy tone to it, but it didn't.
But it didn't, and I felt so bad. I remember now.
Shut up, Lauren.
It's okay.
Shut up, Lauren.
I've never even said that, dude.
I remember looking at Jack being at her, and he was like, like something in his chair.
Oh, shoot. That was bad.
No, so that's your favorite.
Sorry. Tell the good memories.
Me and Sarah
got a
good
laugh. Lighthearted.
Well, the first one, this one is kind of accumulation of memories, but we used to play Super Smash all the time with Tanner and Lauren. Like, it was like daily ritual. Mm-hmm. Like, we played Super Smash
every night.
And looking back on it now, it's become one of my favorite memories of being with Lauren. Is we got so competitive. Lauren and I are both very competitive, and she always used Bowser and I always used Ike and Super Smash Bros. If you don't play, then you can skip this part, but this is really important for me. I just knew that she was going for me, and I was always going for her to, like, because it was four people, and it was everyone for themselves, and me and Lauren always went for each other, and we were pretty, like, silent about it.
I would just see Derek's head.
And I remember, I don't know, in those moments, I remember just being like, gosh, I got to beat her. Like, she always beats me with Bowser. But I remember having some of, like, the hardest laugh attacks ever playing Super Smash. And
you guys would get actually mad to the point where we would have to leave your house because Derek and Lauren are just in this awkward, weird tension.
That happened.
It happened, and then they'd see each other. It's so funny because we would see each other the next day. Nothing happened until the next time we played Super Smash.
It is one of my favorite memories, though. Just like every night, knowing that I was gearing up to
people. You guys would actually be mad.
Like, if you ether me.
No, Derek is, I will say, Derek is the most annoying person to play Super Smash against.
Yeah. Okay.
Flat out.
Moving on from that, real memory with Lauren. And again, Sarah was there, but it was a lot of talking between me and Lauren is when Sarah gave birth, which was like one of the coolest things ever, having Lauren there. Just this last time with Sunny. Lauren actually cut the cord.
I cut the cord.
Yeah. I almost passed out and Lauren cut the cord.
Cut the cord, my umbilical cord to Zenny.
Dude, you didn't have to say that, dude.
I know, I didn't.
But you just threw yourself under the bus.
Yeah. It was actually crazy, though, but there were so many moments when Sarah was giving birth where Laura and I would just kind of like where we were just talking about how Sarah was doing, and it was just really cool to see her helping Sarah in that whole situation because, yeah, that's a huge moment in life, mm-hmm. and there are so many stresses going on when you're about to deliver a baby, and Lauren constantly kept making Sarah laugh, and
we had so many laugh attacks.
It was so fun.
We were just being fun and funny. That birth experience.
No,
birth experience was nothing. I had a first traumatizing birth experience with Jack, and this experience was like a complete 180 flip. Where
that's awesome.
We were
it
just
was so fun.
Tanner wasn't there.
Yeah, it was fun.
that sounds really awesome.
That sounds really
awesome. I just hear Tanner chime in.
Wow.
I don't know. I think maybe more than anything, it was just kind of admirable. Like there were a lot of times where I felt really queasy and sick during the whole thing, and I don't know what was going on.
And Lauren was my.
But Lauren would kind of talk me through things, yeah. and would talk Sarah through things, and it was really cool to have her there, and I'll remember that for a long time. Aww. So that was cool.
I'm glad that was really a good experience.
Boom!
Do you want to share your second one with Sarah?
Another one?
Tell me it's not one where we're getting in an argument and you're making me cry.
Oh.
Tell me we've had good times, Tanner.
You need to share.
No, we
a
have.
Good time.
I'm just trying to think of one-on-one times. One time, Sarah needed a ride from somewhere, from your parents' house or something. So it was like a 3-minute drive or something. But in that drive, Sarah expressed to me that she was worried about Derek a little bit and that he was going through some stuff and let me know. And we had a little chat about it, and it's like the most heart-to-heart we've ever had.
True.
And it just meant a lot that Sarah came to me as like the first person to help my brother and to help her, and felt like really... Yeah, like
good vibe.
Yeah.
Good vibe.
Yeah, and it was helpful, and it just made me know like how much
I knew this.
Cared about Derek.
I don't think you did know this.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Tanner is the person that I go to if Derek is low or
yeah. And I like the amount, like I just like appreciated that so much. Like that made me feel like yeah. Yeah.
That's special.
Yeah.
We trust each other.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was like. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, their bond. Oh my gosh. I need to wait.
The brother's bond is real.
Yeah. Their bond
could make anyone cry.
Is really special. So sometimes Tanner helps Derek in ways. Holy shit.
It's okay.
Sometimes Tanner can get through to Derek in ways that I can't. So that's why that conversation happened, but I'm very grateful for Tanner. Bottom line. Can someone else talk?
I'm grateful for you too.
Please, can someone else?
Yeah. I'm getting teary watching.
I think that like it's really awesome to know that Tanner and Derek have people like that they can be those people for each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When sometimes Lauren and I can't get through to the boys, they have each other.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Totally. Yeah. It is the coolest thing.
I made her cry again.
Just damn it, Tanner.
The inhale.
Send me to hell.
Send me to hell again.
That's not in me. Sorry.
Tanner and I have a lot of good lighthearted moments too. I think we're just
it's either fighting or crying.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, well,
should we...
Yeah, if you just want to take a good end to this.
Do you want me to wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
Last scene. Just.
Oh, man. That was making me really happy, though. That is like one of the coolest things to know that
your
wife.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on this one.
Yeah.
How do you boys feel about Sarah and Lo being so close? Was it a shock? Do you like that they're so close?
Oh, yeah. It's the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
Aww.
And so
just glad
rare,
someone else
I
is
think.
Talking.
And so, mm-hmm. like, it's like anytime we are together doing brother stuff,
yeah,
we know that you guys have each other, or a lot of times you're hanging out with each other, and it's like,
I know you're taking care of each other and that you're so close, and like the how rare that is for the sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
It allows me and Derek to be as close as we are.
I think it brought all of us together after.
You think you did it?
No, not me. But I'm saying like being in the stage of life of married and then coming together, I think it's what brought us all together as being close friends. And then.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't know. And I think.
Lo and I had to bond just as much as Derek and Tanner had to bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For this to work out.
And when things are tough or whatever, you know, you guys are usually the first person that you'll go to about that stuff. And that's also very rare. I think that that's like such a unique thing, and it's super nice to have in your life as someone. I mean, a lot of people have their, you know, their best friend, but when it's your sister as well, that's super cool. Mm-hmm. So
family for life.
It's very lucky.
Yeah.
That's a good note to end on.
Should we not end on who's the favorite brother of the parents? Favorite brother.
Lauren's got more up her sleeve.
Bring it back. Bring it back in. Let's hear some fighting.
Wait, that says who was the parents' favorite brother?
Yeah, that's,
is there a favorite?
That's easy.
Well, there's.
I don't think so.
Who's the favorite?
I mean, there's like favorite, and
there was a fan favorite.
A lot more attention.
There was a fan favorite, and there was a favorite.
But I did get attention for 2 years before you were born. Remember that, little brother?
You did.
I was alive for 2 more years, hanging out with mom and dad, getting to know them.
You made them parents. Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats.
They'll never forget that.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Yeah. But man, did I get a lot of attention.
You got a lot more attention.
Yeah. Well,
it's because Derek he gets a lot of attention in our family too.
Derek had all the little issues as a kid and Derek fell off a cliff and Derek was always getting hurt. So naturally it was easy to give a lot of attention. And
But I don't think they liked you more than me.
I don't think.
You know, I don't know. Yeah.
I really, truly don't think they have a favorite.
I think they like their children.
I feel like it's actually.
No, Rissy's the favorite.
Rissy.
Yeah, I was going to say our sisters. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, we're 3 and 4, battling for 3 and 4.
No, you're not even close to first place in this.
But maybe we pass each other, but no, yeah, there's 2 people that'll take 1 and 2. That's okay.
And then last question, sorry. If one of you move back to Hawaii, will the other one follow?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All
right. That was the quickest question that has been answered.
Same time. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on our podcast.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Do we ever get to come back?
Can we come back?
We'll decide once we release this.
If you don't make me cry, you can come back.
Stop making Sarah cry.
Stop making me cry.
If you make my wife cry one more time.
Dude, I can't promise. I just...
Fight.
And I think it was quite enjoyable. Oh my gosh, you're wearing pink and green. You're not.
Derek, I think this is a good time for you to just slide on out of the frame.
I'm out.
There's a color theme.
Derek's like
moron.
It's super fun to have you guys on.
Thanks.
And let us know if you guys like our husbands or not. Just kidding.
Let us know.
Let us know.
If you just like them.
They just actually take over Fairly Odd Brothers. We just go out of existence.
I think we need to have them host a podcast in the future, but we'll see. They have to behave.
You can do it by ourselves?
Oh, we'll get nowhere.
You'll be stuck on Tesla.
Everywhere. I'll get everywhere.
Yeah. You'll get stuck on Tesla.
You
want
to learn about cars?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have them on.
Okay, sick.
Cars. Sports.
Sports and cars.
What is Tanner going to contribute?
I'm a good listener.
Yeah,
he'll listen.
Dude, he'll just listen to me.
To Derek talk about Tesla. Okay, well, thank you guys for joining in for this podcast. It was a doozy. It was a doozy and a boozy.
Yeah,
doozy boozy, if you will.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Fun.
Thanks for having us. Like, we're not just going to hang out after and eat some food.
Where are we going to dinner, though, is a real question.
We're going to go to Sol Agave to celebrate.
Are we actually?
I don't know. I just said that. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It was so fun.
That was awesome.
And
Don't
forget to tune in next time. And wherever you're listening to this.
You might not recognize one of us.
Oh, my. I forgot this is the next episode.
Yeah.
The next episode, a big change
the big change will come with changing my emotions as well. Wow. Less emotions.
Yeah.
Change.
You're going to be a completely different person. I'm excited.
Be a different Sarah.
Like having a guest on your own podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have to reintroduce me.
So next podcast is going to be big. It's a big change for one of us.
Well, all right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.